to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction, recorded at last week's Latitude Festival. Hosting the Late Junction stage is Max Reinhardt.
Good evening. It's the last night of the Latitude Festival and we've got two amazing performers to start the evening off. We're starting off with Leafcutter John and Serafina Steer. So, Serafina, that's a concert harp, isn't it?
Yes.
That's right. And is this a special piece that you've put together for tonight?
Yeah, we had a sort of 3 or 4 days intensive rehearsal. It's quite improvised, but we've made a delicate sort of structure.
Okay, and what are you playing, Leafcutter John?
I'm playing with Sepha's sounds and the guitar. But what Sepha didn't mention is we wanted to write some lyrics together.
Okay, yes.
Because Sepha's a very, she's a brilliant lyricist, and I thought that'd be good. I'd get some tips off of her. So we were texting each other for quite a long time.
In quite a long time.
Yeah, bits of songs. So the songs that come out have been written together.
Via text?
Via text.
Okay, so here's a new untitled work, which includes a lot of lyrics. Okay?
Some lyrics.
And we give you Serafina Steer and Leafcutter John. Give me my umbrella. Thank you.
As they laughed at me, licked my shin. Look, it's licking me. Stop. Look. Thank you.
Live from the Lake Junction stage at the Latitude Festival, that was an untitled piece, created for us by Serafina Steer, who you heard on vocals and harp, and Leafcutter John, who joined her on guitar and laptop and yet more vocals. A beautiful start, blessed by a glimpse of a setting sun and a total absence of rain, which is rare around here. More live music in a moment from Ramon Goose and Diabel Sissoko, and interviews with Marquise Tolliver and Gabriella Noble and Sam Beam. But first, here's a track from a Calypsonian who hit it big in New York, where he released well over 100 different 78s between 1928 and 1940. It's Wilmot Houdini with Black But Sweet.
Black and homely, and that is all. She's black and homely, and that is all. When men meet her, they bound to fall and tell her, "Mammy girl, you're sweet, oh Lord." Go to Chaguanas and you will see a nice black woman they call Didi. When she pressed her sweet lips to mine, I said, "Mammy kiss papi all the time." I felt so funny with her to part. The people in the county of Caroni can tell how Didi love Houdini. Young boys, take this advice from me. Don't put yourself in difficulty, for it is a positive fact. The sweetest women in this world are black. Baby, you are bound to stay. You cannot leave her and go away. I say, Didi, I'm going away, but no longer I cannot stay. Mommy, yes, it is a positive fact. Sweet Houdini soon be coming back.
Sam Beam, or Iron and Wine, you're also at the Latitude Festival, are you not?
Yes, what a great time we had here.
You've just played a set.
Yeah, we just finished. It was a lot of fun.
How did it go?
It was good. The rain stopped for us briefly. We saw a little rainbow, and then it started again when we were done.
Well, at the moment, you've stopped the rain for us. Look, no, well, no rain beating
that's
on the cabin ceiling.
Dry people out.
I hadn't heard of you until last February when I played Me and Lazarus.
Oh, yeah.
On Lake Junction. And I immediately was very curious about the man behind it.
Thanks
and now I meet you.
Here we are.
Also, I've met another citizen of Austin. You live very near Austin in Texas,
don't
you? I do,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we were talking to Lyle Lovett. And he said, I asked him what the difference was between music in Austin and music in Nashville. And he said, well, he felt that people in Austin, their spirit is brimming over with music and that they have to sing it to people and they have to entertain an audience with it. Whereas in Nashville, well, there's some great music around, but it's a business. Do you think that?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't argue with Lyle Lovett on anything. Yeah, you definitely get a, you know, obviously there's more of a history with Nashville and, you know, you get the that feeling when you go there. You know, they have museums to Nashville music and everything. Austin's more about bars. People have longer hair there.
And talking of long hair and facial hair, you've got an extremely fine beard.
Yeah, I'm a lazy bum.
But it's a bit reminiscent of the way Will Oldham has sometimes
looked. Oh, yeah, he's a lazy bum too.
And you're often kind of connected with him in your early days, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
A synchronicity and a sort of ambience and empathy.
Oh, sure, I guess so. I definitely love his music.
Yeah. You've also been compared to Nick Drake.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
is he an influence?
Compared to a lot of people.
That's true, actually. Paul Simon, Nick Drake. But, I mean, who do you think you sound like?
All of them. You know, it's just a big soup pot. You just throw all your influences and own creative energies in and stir it up and see what happens. I mean, it's really difficult to make anything truly original anymore. And so, you know, I don't think I'd necessarily go through and try to pick what style I'm going to borrow from, but it's all in there, you know, because I just like lots of different types of music. So you definitely try to, generally I feel like when I start working and you hear too much of it going, say it's going into a krautrock thing, you'll throw in some Zydeco or some, you know, and just sort of mix things up, and it's a bit more fun that way. I try to include as much as you can in each song or each record or whatever.
Another important part of your hinterland probably is the film and cinema, because, you're not a professor of film and cinematography.
Yeah, I was. Originally I went to an art school, and then I ended up at a film school, and then I was working for a while, and I started having children, so I started to teach because the schedule's a bit better, a bit more human schedule. And so, it was a great time in my life. And then the music kind of took off while I was doing that.
And how does the film feed the music?
I do feel like I'm kind of drawn to a visual songwriting style. It's about a lot more descriptive than it is explanatory. And so I think it's just one reason I was drawn to painting, one reason I was drawn to, you know, making films, because it's a visual art form. It's a fun multidisciplinary art form, but at the root of it is it's motion picture, you know, it's visual. And so I think I was just sort of carried that on into, not, you know, it's not like I try to make screenplays into songs, but my creative energy seems to go that way.
So you're going to play something for a solo, I believe. What are you going to play?
We released a song called Tree by the River that has been a fun one to do solo for a while, so I think I'll probably play that one.
Okay, let's try.
All right.
Mary Ann, do you remember the tree by the river when we were 17? The dark canyon wall, the call and the answer, and the mare and the pasture, pitch black and bare in its teeth. I recall the sun in our faces, stuck and leaning on graces, and being strangers to change. The radio and the bones we found frozen, all the thorns and the roses beneath your window pane. Now I'm asleep in a car, I mean the world, to a potty mouth girl and a pretty pair of blue-eyed birds. Time isn't kind or unkind, you like to say, but I wonder to who and what it is you're saying today. Asleep in a car, I mean the world, to a party mouth girl, a pretty pair of blue-eyed birds. Time isn't kind or unkind, you like to say, but I wonder to who, what it is you're saying today. The dark canyon road, I was coy in the half moon, happy just to be with you, and you were happy for me.
And so farewell to Sam Bean, a very nice guy. Let's follow some of his interests. As he said, he used to be a professor of cinematography, so here is the cinematic sound of Smokey Bandits with Cattle Drive.
Thank you.
Well, I was striding or crawling through the rain and the mud, and I was by a stage called the Lake Stage just now, and I heard this angelic voice, and I looked over, and there was one young woman with just an Appalachian dulcimer, and immediately I thought about Joni Mitchell. It's not Joni Mitchell, don't get excited, people, but it's perhaps even more exciting. So who are you?
Hi, my name's Gabriella Noble. I'm a schoolgirl.
Yeah. And you're about to go to the Royal College of Music.
Yeah, I want to be an opera singer, but I don't really sing in that style when I play music. But yeah, but although I love opera, I write songs just for a kind of release. It's quite therapeutic.
And when I thought about Joni Mitchell, what do you think about Joni Mitchell?
I think she's the best thing that ever happened to the world. I think she's just amazing. But you can't copy her because she's so original. But I got the instrument because I was so fascinated by it, and my parents willingly obliged to buy me it. But I think she plays it beautifully, and she tunes it differently, so I haven't even tried to play her songs in it or anything. But I really like her, and I'm obviously influenced her, but I'm not going to try and copy her.
But you'd never picked up an Appalachian dulcimer before?
No, I just got it, to be honest. Like, go buy one, anyone, because it's the easiest instrument to play. Not to discredit, like, myself, but it's quite easy to make up stuff on because the frets aren't semitones, they're in a major scale.
So basically you can't play any bum notes.
Very about four positions on the dulcimer where you can play a bum note. Otherwise, just like play anything and it sounds nice. But the tricky part is, you know, making up a song and getting a nice chord progression in there. So.
Now, was that your first gig?
It was my first ever gig.
So, yeah. So let me get this straight. Here we are then at the Latitude Festival, and there are possibly 6,000 people clustered into that lakeside canopy stage, and they're all watching you, and it's your first gig.
Yeah.
Did that worry you at all?
Very scary. And my hands were very cold, so it was kind of difficult. But it was fine. I mean, obviously I made mistakes, but I really, really enjoyed it. And my friends were there, so which was quite nice. And when I played songs, they knew. I felt more comfortable that at least someone knew my songs. And some random people who I don't think I recognised seemed to be very enthusiastic, so that was nice.
Like me, I'm random.
Oh, thank you.
So what are you going to play for us?
It's a song called Guard, which I wrote in the view of my friend, who I thought had been hard done by, and I was annoyed. And then it kind of merges into a song called You've Got to Show Me Love, which I'm not sure who it's by, but it's a 90s dance anthem, I think.
Okay, yeah. Well, Gabrielle Noble, off you
thank
go.
Thank you. My
pride. I ignored my mind. I followed my pride and I ignored my mind. Was there not enough? You should say heartbreaking promises. I've had more than my share. I'm tired of giving my love and getting nowhere, nowhere.
Lake Junction from the Latitude Festival. Live on stage right now is a weird and wonderful form of African blues. Oh, yes. We have Ramon Goose and Diabel Sissoko.
Thank you. Sumo demene khamko ane ragala yalla mane xalne bi xam ko mane ragal ñal da mane tey la tey yo kamanada xale gi jeewi ha yi digi ni walila yo kami jeemda Thank you.
by one good yamna only good yamna I'm moving yeah it's a little bit of good one good
Okay, well, what we have here is a band with people from four different countries. So, Jabal Sissoko, you used to play the kora with Baba Mal, I believe.
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah, and you're from Senegal.
I am from Senegal, Dakar.
Okay, how comes it that this band is together? Tell us the story.
I met Ramon like now 4 years ago now. And I was looking someone like Ramon. Ramon was looking someone like me.
That's true.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so do the blues come from Senegal or do the blues come from Essex, which is where Ramon comes from? That's the big question that we need answering tonight.
To be honest, like what I know about blues, they say blues has come from Africa. And then, but Ramon got blues, you know,
so
to be honest. Of course, he do got blues.
Yeah, I mean, Ramon, isn't it true that you've played with Eric Bibb?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was very fortunate to play with... anybody know Eric Bibb?
Yeah. So somebody tell me, how come that you've got a Hungarian bass player?
Because the best bass players come from Hungary.
Yeah, that's true. We've got quite a kit drummer and a calabash drummer too. So, Diabel, did you used to play with Papi in other bands as well?
Yeah, of course. We used to play in Senegal together and then even in UK, Europe somewhere. So
okay.
I play with him a lot, you know.
Excellent. So what are you going to play for us now?
Yeah, we're gonna play next this song called Lampfal. So Lampfal is this is someone like a spiritual guy. So this song is dedicated to him.
Okay, Lampfal.
Thank you. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Lake Junction from the Latitude Festival. Marquise Tolliver, thanks very much for coming along and talking to us.
No problem.
Good. Now, you're from...
I'm from Florida. Grew up in Daytona Beach, and that's where I started playing the violin.
And you learnt the Suzuki method.
I started with the Suzuki method, and then Dr. Ruta Krumovic later became my violin professor at uni also.
And so you're deeply classically schooled.
Well, yeah, that and a lot of influence from just Southern church music. Growing up, going to church a lot. The soulfulness and all that stuff definitely comes from church.
So you were discovered busking. Were you a music student at the time?
No, I was supposed to be in music school at that time, but I had basically not gone.
I see.
Music school and went to New York.
Okay. And did you always busk? I mean, you know, as a classical violin player, you could have just, you know, been on the streets playing classical music on your violin. But did you always sing with it?
No. I was busking and just improvising on the violin and then went to New York City just because I was invited by a friend. And that's when I started transposing the songs that I had written on guitar, a few of them, to the violin.
And now, do you appear both as a classical violinist and also as a violinist who sings?
No. These days, it's just Marquise Tolliver.
Okay.
I'm making my own brand.
Yeah, yeah.
No need to play in the days of old. It's time to make something new.
Okay.
But certain influences are still within in the music that I play, whether it be progressions or certain cadences or 5/4s or whatever, but... I'm trying to really focus on making my own name as opposed to playing things from old dead people.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know whether listeners can hear it, but at the moment the rain is beating on the roof of this recording caravan that we're in, so that's maybe weird. You can drive the rain away with a tune.
No, we can incorporate it into
okay,
what
let's
we're
doing. Do that.
Journey to a place I've never
bless my soul. A man and a woman went down to the waterfall, waterfall. So the story goes. Transformed by the lines of history, the ancients made it so. I'm on a journey to a place I've never known. I'm on a journey to the land that has my soul. I'm on a journey to a place I've never known. To the land that has my soul. They walk through the fires, transformed into lions to have the dreams. Our power is many. We live in the valleys. We made the key to help you on your journey. A place I've never known. Oh, journey to the land that has my soul. I'm on a journey to a place I've never known. Oh, journey to the land that has my soul. This spell was made so long ago, long ago, long ago. The magic is so very old, very old. It made me who I am. I'm on a journey made from white fire. My spirit's left the floor. You cannot find me, 'cause I'm on a different level than yours. Catch me if you can, if you can. I'm a free magic soul. You can't find me, bind me, exercise me. I'm no demon, no, no. A man and a woman went down to the waterfall, waterfall. So the story goes. A man and a woman went down to the waterfall, waterfall. So the story goes.
Vocalist and violinist Marquis Tolliver, a rare talent who was discovered busking on the streets of Brooklyn. Here's a legendary busker who used to frequent the neighbouring streets of Manhattan, Moondog. Thank you. Broadway from Moondog there. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Late Junction from the Latitude Festival. We've been here all weekend, and if you want to see what our stage, our guests, and the festival look like, just check the Late Junction pages on the Radio 3 website and gaze in wonder. Now, here's an exclusive piece that Mira Calix has contributed to our festival output. She handed us the recording with a little message attached, which read as follows. I call this I Desire No Commendation. The lyrics and title are taken from a letter written by Catherine Parr to Henry VIII while he was away at war in France. It's a reworking of a surround sound installation piece that I'm busy working on for the National Portrait Gallery in London, which will open on August 5th. It's been created for the Tudor Gallery in response to a particular portrait of Catherine Parr. Catherine was the only wife to outlive Henry, which was something that really appealed to me and drew me to the portraits. The vocalist is the artist Sarah Lucas.
Thank you. Presence, 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 presence In.
Amira Kalik's piece, especially created for Lake Junction. She delivered it to us at Latitude after a totally horrendous drive through the rain and the mud, which neatly brings us to a version of Woody Guthrie's song Plane Wreck at Los Gatos, Deportee. Woody was inspired to write the song by what he considered the racist mistreatment of the passengers before and after the accident. 28 migrant farm workers died in the crash. They were being deported from California back to Mexico. This version is sung by Joe Ely as part of Tex-Mex supergroup Los Super 7.
The crops are all in, the peaches are rotting, the oranges are piled, and their Creole so done. They're flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their money to wade back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. He took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come work in the fruit fields. They rode in the truck till they took down and died. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesús y María. Won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegal, some of us ain't wanted. Our work contract's out, we got to move on. 600 miles to the Mexican border. They treat us like a rustler, like outlaws, like thieves. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Fireball of lightning shook all the field. Who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves? Radio says they're just deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesús y María. You won't have a name when you ride the airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. All they will call you.
Joe Ely and Los Super 7 with Woody Guthrie's Plane Wreck at Los Gatos. Well, it's getting very near the end of the Latitude Festival now. But before we go back to Diabel Sissoko and Ramon Goose playing for us on the Lake Junction stage, I'd like to thank all of the people who've braved the unseasonable weather, the power cuts and the mud, and joined us on the sofas of the lavish lounge, lapping up the music, dancing in the aisles, and enjoying a live festival incarnation of Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back in the studio next week on Tuesday with more Lake Junction at 11:10. Join me then.
Yeah, you can dance in the back if you want.
go to the venue, I'm done. Yes, my jingle, where am I? Waking me up, see my salty. I could not be that old girl. You know, my jingle, before the pain you have done. Come give up, done. Look at the venue, up,
could have been your own man? Who could have played your own man? Who could have been your own man? Who could have played your own man? Money is something that you know. Who could have played your own man?
A rousing finale here from the Lake Junction session here in the Lavish Lounge at Latitude. Thanks very much to Diable, Sissoko. He was on Cora and also on Goni. Ramon Goose on guitar. Papi on drums. Akash on bass. Thanks so much for coming along. Big applause to you as well.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3. I'm Susan Sharp with chamber music to get today's nocturnal journey underway. The Brentano Quartet, Mark Steinberg, Serena Cannon, Misha Amory and Nina Maria Lee are playing the last quartets by Britten and Schubert, the one composer a great admirer of the other. And they're beginning with Schubert too, his quartet movement, Deutsch 703. He wrote it in 1820, a bleak year in which nothing he undertook came to a happy conclusion or completion. This single quartet movement's an instance of that. He began a quartet in C minor late in the year, but this, and part of a slow movement, is all he composed.
Thank you. Thank you.